So the pastor had requested the special, not for this specific Sunday, a while back. He said, "Hey, Greg, I like this song. Let's use it when we can." So we're using it today. The song's called "A Love Without End." It's by George Strait, which is always kind of fun to have a little bit of... It's nice to actually have a song, a more modern-day song I don't have to touch any of the lyrics to. Because it talks about a father's love. And you know, the neat thing about... I need to quantify this. I know there's a lot of people, especially some people that are listening right now on Facebook. They've not what it's known. They've never known what a good earthly father is. You know, they've experienced the dark side, you know, of abuse in a lot of different forms. And it's hard. It's so hard for them to relate to God as our father because of their earthly experiences. But this song shows a good earthly father. And showing how there is forgiveness. And it translates in through the song. Watch how it works through the song. You'll see how it translates into God's forgiveness toward the very end of this thing. But I need to share with you how important it is to not only forgive ourselves, but to forgive others. Because remember, the Bible tells us that, right? You must forgive others. And in this earthly world, that can be really, really tough. Why? Because the prince of this world wants you to go ahead and focus on something that's been done against you. But I got news for you guys. When somebody does something against you, that still is a person as a child of God. No matter how dark, how evil that is, they are still a loved child of God. What's going on with that? Well, they're allowing that darkness to flow through them. They've made bad choices. We got to lift them up in prayer. We got to let it go. I think I shared with you before, but I need to tell you again briefly now. Years ago, I had bought a business from a man, and he was supposed to be with us for about a year, and he wasn't local. He was out of town. And he took the money that we gave him, and the enemy tricked him, pulled him into alcoholism and all that. He squandered all his money. And he would send me the most horrific emails, calling me the Antichrist, just a fake, you just go down the list, right? But by the grace of God, I was able to filter those two things out. Because when you're walking with the Holy Spirit, when you're hanging out and really, really got the peace of God, you can forgive those things. So this guy was going down the list. I had a coworker on the same email who was just freaking out about this stuff. He was taking it personal. But I was able to separate the two. Well, here's what God led me to do, guys. God led me to pay for his treatment. Think about that. This is a guy who was abused. I had every worldly right to say, good luck, buddy. Don't let the door hit you in the... Right? But God led me to pay for that treatment. That's a lot of money in the world. That guy now is back on his feet. He's got a good job. I think it was a good investment to sing along with us.
I sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules, and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed, and then stood there on trembling knees and waited for the worst. He said, "Let me tell you a secret about a father's love, secret that my daddy said was just between us." Daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. I became a father in the spring of 81. There was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. I thought my patience had been tested to the end. I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. And I said, "Let me tell you a secret about a father's love, secret that my daddy said was just between us." He said, "Daddies don't just love their children every now and then. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. And suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. Somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every night.